Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Spending a few minutes now with Philadelphia Soul head coach Clint Dolezel as his squad gets ready to host Washington on Sunday. And you just got done playing Washington this past Thursday down there, snapped the losing streak. Just had to feel good to get the pieces rolling in the right direction again and get the W.
Yeah, a month without a win. I can't say the last time that's happened. It's been a long, long, long time, even the playing days. That was a tough stretch. And, yeah, definitely the frustration lifted. We played pretty well for the most part, most of the game. It got a little close at the end because we gave up an onside kick and threw an INT there. But we held on and got a win. You know, anytime you play on the road and anytime you're playing professional football, a win's a win. We'll take it.
Greg McGee started at quarterback again and I think was 6 touchdowns responsible. Was there improvement from his first start to his second?
Oh, most definitely. Threw some good balls, got a lot more comfortable out there. You know, still made some rookie mistakes, which is going to happen, you know, in this game. It's so fast. But overall, played pretty well for us. And he's going to progress more and more, you know, as he gets, you know, more comfortable. Dan struggled his first year, too. So that's just normal for anybody. And it's at any level of professional ball, a rookie quarterback's going to just struggle. And he's going to have some mistakes.
That game against Washington was Thursday. You don't play again until Sunday and you play at home. It's almost like you got a little bit of a mini bye here. I guess that could be well used.
Yeah, we definitely needed it. You know, we had a lot of guys that didn't play in the game just from injuries and other situations, and we'll get some of those guys back. So we should be pretty much at full strength with the exception of Dan. He's still probably a couple weeks out. So we're making sure we're being smart with him and get him back, you know, obviously for the playoff run, you know, late in the season. So, yeah, I think we're going to come out fresh. Our first practice is, you know, today and Wednesday. So, I think the ceiling's high for us getting there.
What kind of challenges – you'll play Washington back-to-back here. What kind of challenges does that present as far as keeping the game plan fresh, keeping Washington on their toes, stuff like that?
Yeah, we'll change it up much, and I'm sure – or not much. They'll change it up some. There's only so much you can do. You know, it's in the hands of the quarterback to make the reads, make the decisions, and throw it where it needs to go. They did a really good job of changing up their style, which they normally don't run a lot of man, and they did against us, and gave us a little bit of problems at times based on the type of man they ran. So it'll be interesting. It's a chess match, as always, you know, to figure out you know, what the other team's game plan is, and once you figure it out, you got to make adjustments.
It has been a struggle for Washington. Does, when you're playing a team that's winless like them, not that you ever want to get off to a slow start, but does getting off to a fast start and maybe putting it in their head a little bit of here we go again, is that maybe an extra incentive for you guys in this one?
Sure, we talk about it, but they've done a good job. I didn't see that in their eyes at all. You know, they've got a new coach, and that's a big deal. He brings a fresh look for them. They played hard the whole game. You know, even though we got up 3 scores midway through the third quarter, they never let off the gas pedal. They kept coming after us and, you know, made it close at the end. So it's a credit to their coaching staff, their players. They're, you know, they're professional football players. They want to win football games, and I know it's tough. You know, some of those guys I know over there, and they've been through some rough times, and I'm hoping they got one more week of rough times.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.